New breakthroughs are changing how doctors understand one of the deadliest cancers affecting women.
Researchers now know that almost all fatal ovarian cancers begin in the fallopian tubes, not the ovaries. Stephanie Tsai is back now to tell us more about how this new understanding is impacting patient care.
Ovarian cancer has a poor prognosis, with most women finding out about it when it's already advanced. Now, cancer prevention groups are touting a relatively new prevention, removing the fallopian tubes when a patient who isn't planning to have more children may already be undergoing surgery for something else, such as a hernia repair. One of the advocates of this approach is Dr. Rebecca Stone, a professor in the Johns Hopkins Medicine Department of Gynecology and Obstetrics. Dr. Stone, thank you so much for joining the NewsHour. First of all, tell me how this works and why it's so important that doctors and patients are aware of it as an option.
Back in the early 2000s was the discovery that the most common and deadly type of ovarian cancer actually, by far and large, comes from the fallopian tube. And salpingectomy, or fallopian tube removal, decreases the risk of tubal ovarian cancer then significantly. We know by at least 50%, and the data tracking out of BC, Canada, indicate that it may be upwards of 80% risk reduction of the most common deadly type of ovarian cancer when you undergo fallopian tube removal.
So my understanding of the way this works, Dr. Stone, is that a patient who may already have some sort of abdominal surgery they've planned, such as a C-section or a hernia repair, can then ask their doctor, if they're done having children, to remove the fallopian tubes, right? Why aren't more people doing this?
There has not been mass public awareness about this discovery and about the role of fallopian tube removal in the prevention of tubal ovarian cancer. It is not a universally covered option on insurance health plans. So, you know, the average woman person watching this news segment can't be sure that their health plan covers fallopian tube removal, for instance, as an alternative to tubal ligation, which is the most common scenario when a woman might consider fallopian tube removal.
Given how much it can lower risk for women, which women really should be talking to their doctors about doing this? How do you know how great a risk you're at for ovarian cancer?
The goal is universal awareness of this discovery and of the benefit of fallopian tube removal for tubal ovarian cancer prevention among women who have finished childbearing, family planning, don't need fallopian tubes for future fertility, however you want to define it. And when you think about, you know, the everyone, I sort of think about two groups of women, people who have average risk, so average lifetime risk of developing ovarian cancer of 1 to 2%. That's, you know, the general population. And then you have people who are higher than average risk, so people who have a moderate to high risk, either due to a family history of tubal ovarian cancer or due to germline genetic testing that has revealed a genetic change that increases someone's risk for developing the cancer over the course of their lifetime to, you know, anywhere between 5 to 40% in the case of women who have a BRCA1 genetic change.
What are the risks and or side effects of the surgery?
When you choose to undergo fallopian tube removal at the time of another planned operation, the risk and the time in the operating room is already attributable to the primary operation. So, when you have this as an add-on procedure, for instance, to a hysterectomy or a hernia repair or a gallbladder removal, so, you know, this does not add substantial risk and takes, you know, on average about 8 minutes. And it doesn't change recovery. Mm. The recovery is related to the primary procedure as well. So that's why it's such a compelling prevention option for a cancer that is, you know, in the top 5 to 6 most deadly cancers that we face as a human race, a cancer for which there is no screening and no reliable treatment or cure. That's why prevention is so important. We've really focused on ovarian removal for the prevention of tube ovarian cancer, what we called ovarian cancer. But that's not such a great risk reduction strategy, the idea of removing the ovaries, because the ovaries are not only a reproductive or fertility organ, they are also an endocrine organ that almost certainly have important function even after a woman goes through menopause. Whereas the fallopian tube doesn't affect how we look or how we feel. It doesn't have any known function once its role in reproduction or fertility is over.
Dr. Stone, how many lives might be saved if there was more awareness and insurance coverage around this option?
So if there was universal awareness and access to the benefit of fallopian tube removal at the time of hysterectomy, and as an alternative to tubal ligation, it's projected that we would save almost 2,000 lives a year from tubal ovarian cancer in this country. And if you care about the dollars and cents of it, that is equivalent to about $500 million healthcare dollars annually.
That is Dr. Rebecca Stone with Johns Hopkins University joining us. And for more information on ovarian cancer, you can go to outsmartovariancancer.org.
Thank you so much for caring about this on behalf of all women.